In the name of Allah, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever, the formal prayer of the Muslims, As-Salat, is what requires a few formalities to be adopted while we are praying. These formalities have got to do with certain postures and certain utterances. In the formal prayer, we stand before God in Qiyam. We incline in the form of ruku, which is half prostration, in such a way that we hold our knees and we bend. And thereafter we do sajda, the prostration. Our forehead is on the ground and we are inclining ourselves completely before God. And finally, we also sit in a dignified manner in what is known as qada, to do a few prayers, seek help from the Almighty. All these four postures are the ones which help us in remembering God and in showing our respect to Him. These are the postures which have always been traditionally adopted by religious people to show their respect and utmost reverence to the great Creator who is responsible for all the good things that we have. It helps us in remembering Him effectively, in enabling us to be reminded the relationship that we have with our God. He is our Creator, He is our Sustainer, our Lord, and we are His ordinary servants. And therefore, whether we stand in respect, whether we incline in ruku, whether we prostrate in sajda, or whether we sit in qada, these are all different manners of showing our respect and our deep sense of gratitude, as well as inclination to feel small and to feel inclined to seek help from Him. What do we say while we pray? There are two components of the utterances of prayers, of the prayer, formal prayer, salat, for the Muslims. There are some utterances which are necessary and obligatory, and there are others which are allowed for us to be performed in different manner, and therefore there is room for flexibility in them. The ones that are obligatory include saying the first surah, the first chapter of the Quran, Al-Fatiha, which must necessarily always be recited or heard in the prayer. It is because in this prayer we remember God through the best possible manner, remember the fact that He is all-merciful, His kindness is everlasting, remember the fact that He is going to be the master of the Day of Judgment, and we promise Him that we'll keep worshipping Him and keep seeking help from Him and Him alone. And this formal prayer, way of asking help from God, is the one that was given by God Almighty Himself for us to benefit from. Towards its end, it actually inclines us to seek help from God Almighty, to be guided properly, to be given the right path, to be shown the right way. This is what we do every time we formally pray to God, because guidance, proper direction in life, a way, a process that would enable us to please God Almighty and to live this life in a manner that He is satisfied with, it is a need for all of us, and it is a need that we repeat in all our prayers. After we recite Surah Al-Fatiha, the first chapter of the Quran, we then recite a portion, some passage of the Quran, because the relationship between the rest of the Quran and Surah Al-Fatiha is the relationship of something that was sought and then the needed requirement was delivered. so that we pray for guidance in Surah Al-Fatiha, and the rest of the Quran is actually the guidance that the Almighty provided in response to that prayer. So that relationship is always established whenever we pray formally before the Almighty. The other unalterable part of the utterance of the prayer is when we after do our ruku, we get back to the position of qiyam, and when we say Sami Allahu liman hamida Rabbana lakal hamd, which is God has heard the one who has praised him, and then we say, O Lord, for you is all praise. You deserve to be praised for everything that we have. Besides these two utterances, we also keep saying Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest, with each change in the posture of our prayer. So that when we are standing and after we stand, we do ruku, we say Allahu Akbar. When we get up from ruku, we say Allahu Akbar. When we incline for prostration, we say Allahu Akbar. Each time we change our posture, we say Allahu Akbar, which is actually a reminder of the fact that God is the greatest, that no one is equal to him or anywhere close to him in greatness. He is the one who is in charge, and he is the one who therefore needs to be glorified and acknowledged. Towards the end of the prayer, we also end by saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, which in actual fact is a dignified way of ending the prayer by wishing well, peace to everybody around us on the right side as well as on the left side, which essentially means that we wish well, wish peace, satisfaction and success to everyone. That is how our formal prayer ends. Besides these formal, inflexible, obligatory utterances, there is considerable room for us to have other ways of praising God, glorifying Him, and seeking help from Him. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, is reported to have used many ways of praising God and mentioning the fact that he is free from all errors, which is called tasbih, while he used to do his ruku, while he used to do his sujood, sajda, while he would sit for qada to do tashahud. There are a number of different things that you can say, and it really seems that the Almighty has left room for us to use our discretion to effectively remember God in whatever good manner we can, so that we feel free to communicate with Him, so that we feel within us the satisfaction and liberty that we are talking to our Almighty and we are expressing our feelings before Him. Unfortunately, some Muslims have restricted the utterances to only the ones that they have received in one hadith or the other. The fact of the matter is that if we gather all our hadith on the subject, we come to learn about the fact that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, quite apart from the fixed obligatory utterances, has actually left the room for the discretion of the one praying to play a role in the other parts of the prayer. And therefore, our formal prayer has become a beautiful combination of fixed obligatory utterances, which cannot be changed on the one hand, and non-obligatory utterances, which are giving us room to express our feelings as best as we can on the other. May the Almighty enable us to make our prayers quite as effective as is possible, and may He enable us to become good Muslims for ourselves and for the rest of the world.